Grand Canyon University has sued the federal government over its nonprofit status. In 2018, the school sold off assets that allowed it to be categorized by the IRS as a nonprofit, affording access to both tax and federal funding benefits. But the U.S. Education Department did not follow the IRS's lead and continued to categorize GCU as a for-profit. With me to talk through what that means is Rick Seltzer, projects editor at Inside Higher Ed. And Rick, why exactly did Grand Canyon University sue the Federal Education Department here?
Sure. This goes back a long time, I believe, back to 2019, maybe even before. And if you look at the for-profit university space, so there are a number of institutions that under the tax code are set up as for-profit organizations, meaning that private owners or shareholders get the profits or get some of the profits from the way these organizations run. Going back a long ways, there were some regulatory hurdles that were set up on for-profits because of alleged abuses and what many in higher education consider to be not serving students particularly well. So there are also other parts in the tax code, such as not having to pay local property tax, that typically apply to nonprofits, whereas a for-profit organization would have to pay property tax on anything it owns. So there are a number of different reasons that an organization will be interested in converting to nonprofit status. Oftentimes it's seen through the regulatory lens, although I believe Grand Canyon has said that they are not interested in doing this solely or because of the regulatory situation. The bottom line, though, is they looked to do it, and they were granted nonprofit status from several different regulators that they needed to gain it from to have this transition take place. I believe their accreditors gave the okay. I believe state regulators gave the okay. The IRS gave the okay. And then it was the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, that stepped in and said, no, this conversion is not something that we're going to approve. You are still operating as a for-profit venture, and we're going to have to treat you as such.
Did the education department say why it didn't follow the IRS's lead on this?
Yeah, so I believe if we go back here, the basic argument is that, or the basic way this transaction is set up is what I should say, is Grand Canyon, the for-profit entity, is essentially selling some of its operations, its educational operations, to a new nonprofit organization. Then the Grand Canyon corporate for-profit entity continues to exist, and it has a contract with the nonprofit in which it does certain services for the nonprofit. And this is kind of following a model that we've seen elsewhere with nonprofit universities contracting with for-profits. Typically, and in this case, I believe it's things like marketing, recruitment, that kind of operation. Now, one key point in this case is that the for-profit Grand Canyon Education and the organization set up to be a nonprofit, Grand Canyon University, I believe would be sharing an executive, their top executive. So Brian Mueller is president of the university and he is CEO of the for-profit company. And that raises, in many critics' eyes, some real concern about whether this is actually two separate organizations or whether it's one organization that is set up just to take advantage of the tax code and the regulatory code.
So I'm curious about the timing of this, because obviously there was a change in administration not that long ago, and it seems as though at least some of the concern among GCU officials is with the last administration. Does it seem as though there was any effort to have a conversation with the incoming education secretary or officials under the Biden administration to see if they could work some of the stuff out before filing suit?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of insight into whether they talked to the Biden administration. Generally speaking, the fear in the for-profit sector is that the Biden administration is going to be harder on for-profits than the Trump administration was. But when you talk to the lawyers who deal with these kinds of things, they talk about regulatory uncertainty. And that means that no one's quite sure. You know, the education department isn't up and running under the Biden administration yet, or at least not at full speed. They're just talking about confirming the Secretary of Education today. They're just holding hearings on that today. So it's not really clear how much insight they had. What is clear is that they took something like 30 months, Grand Canyon did, before they filed this lawsuit. They seem to really be hoping to get the Trump Education Department to reconsider before they took it to the courts.
So for Grand Canyon University, what does it mean on a practical level that while the IRS and others see them as a nonprofit, the education department sees them as a for-profit?
Yeah, in some ways, they're probably in a little bit of limbo, but in other ways, I would suspect that they have to continue to operate as if they are covered under the for-profit rules. So there are certain, as I mentioned before, higher regulatory hurdles that for-profit universities have to meet. So one of those is something called the 90-10 rule. And what that is it means that you as a university have to draw at least 10% of your revenue from sources that are not federal financial aid dollars. So in other words, the for-profit space was criticized about a decade ago for some universities basically being set up to, they would set their price points at whatever the federal student lending limits were, whatever the Pell Grants dollars were, and they would essentially just draw all of their revenue from student financial aid. After criticism mounted there, this 90-10 rule was put in place saying you need to get at least 10% of your revenue elsewhere as a for-profit institution. Now, depending the way your university is set up, that could be easy or not easy to do. But it is a something you have to track. And if you are someone or an institution that doesn't have a large endowment, doesn't have other revenue streams, it can be hard for some of these organizations to meet. So that's one rule. Another is there's some scrutiny of gainful employment, whether their students go on to graduate and get jobs that allow them to make a decent wage, pay back their student loans, that kind of thing.
All right. That is Rick Seltzer, projects editor at Inside Higher Ed. Rick, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.